Something must be wrong with the radio, man.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling the transmission. We control the volume. We can change the tone to a fuzzy bass or focus it to a tinny treble.
We can speed things up so fast you can hardly understand what's being said.
Or we can make things so slow you don't care.
We control the content. We can make it boring.
Food!
Or hilarious.
Food! Food!
We can make it stupid.
Here comes the food.
Or moronic.
Captain, we've sighted... Captain, we've sighted food!
We can even make it repetitive. It's our show. We can do anything we want.
Look out for falling nickels!
Because this is...
Voice of Next Thursday. Hello, I'm Gabriel Syme. I'm here to reveal your future. A future so far ahead that if you were to attempt to travel here at the speed of time, it would take you 5 grueling days just to arrive. By the time you had arrived, I would have moved on by another 5 days, so I wouldn't recommend it. Instead, I'll be transmitting signals back to the ancient world of last week for you to devour and learn from your triumphs and mistakes of your future world we call Next Thursday, 5 long days from now.
Your music, rock and roll, is a satanic... It's a satanic music. When they say you turn around, you make the music go back, and you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go back, you make the music go back, you make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking. You hear Satan speaking.
Today's message is a solemn warning to all young people who listen to rock and roll and heavy metal music. Satan knows he only has a short time to deceive the earth, so he's using music as his antichrist tool to deceive the masses.
You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking.
And I'm finally beginning to unravel a bizarre and fiendish plot designed by Satan's antichrist system to corrupt, pervert, and ultimately enslave the youth of this generation.
Another one bites the dust.
You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan's satanic takeover of our youth through rock music.
You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking.
All rock music is dangerous. I want to tell you that today, even some of the mellow stuff that doesn't sound like it has anything in it that could be deceptive or even misleading. I started asking God, can you show me how he's doing it? I wanted to have proof positive. Now, Queen has a song called
Another One Bites the Dust.
We have the same reaction the first service. The kids went, oh no, not Queen. Not Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
All rock music is dangerous.
Another One Bites the Dust.
I want you to know today that Satan has planted his lyrics in the music, and some of it is subliminal. That means it's down at low decibel levels where you wouldn't hear it audibly as you play the music at the speed that you, or the high sound levels that you would regularly play it.
You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan has planted his lyrics in the music.
You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking.
There's another message going on below the surface. This is called subliminal programming.
You make the music go back, you hear Satan speaking.
But I want to say something. I don't believe that this particular masking was intentional. I think that this is something that Satan himself put into the music. Let's play it forwards. Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites the dust. Hey!
Okay, I'm gonna play that for you backwards. It's the next cassette. We'll have to put a new cassette in. And on this next cassette, I want you to hear the secret message. It's over and over and over. It says, it's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. You listen to it and tell me if it's not there. Let's play that. Secret message was? It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. Now I'm gonna play that backwards for you once more for those of you that are skeptics.
Trying to sleep tonight, but we've had a bit of a problem over there on the beach. Well, I live right on the beach, and there's a lot of smokers going over there, people on drugs. Well, I don't know what they're doing. I'm not even going out my door to find out. The stench, it's to me, it's not normal, and it's a very high odour of herbs and garlics or whatever it is. I don't know. I haven't got a clue because I don't know about all this situation. But the smoke and the stench that's coming from the Rosebud Beach at the moment is not very nice. And I live right there. I've got a unit right there, right on the beach, and the stench and the smoke. Well, my daughter told me, she's a nurse, and she said it's like marijuana. If you were here now, you would smell it. Now, I haven't gone outside my door to find out the smoke. Coming in my windows, I turn my overhead fan on to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get rid of it. Mm. The stench from the beach, that's coming from the beach at the moment, it's all this whatever it is, and I'm not looking outside a window because I've got all protected here. I'm very gathered up. South Yarra, North Melbourne, South, anywhere you go, you have to be gathered up. Women on their own have to be gathered up. And she gathers up too. She does. Right. She's been to dances and things because she's younger than me, of course. Mm-hmm. She's my daughter. And she said, Mum, that's a stench of marijuana. Mm. She said, Mum, you've got marijuana around here. And I do forget how to pronounce it properly. And I know tonight that the stench is right here in Rosebud. And they're all on the beach. No, I won't go outside the door. But the stench is coming into my unit because I don't like the stench of it. And I'm afraid that they'll make me addicted. Well, because if all their aroma is going through everybody in their nostrils, you could become addicted.
You're listening to Voice of Next Thursday, broadcasting on the global WBNY shortwave network. As you may realise in the world of last week, gentrification is the invasion of hip centres by the wealthy. Bohemian enclaves are initiated by artists seeking affordable accommodation. Gentrification inevitably ups the price, forcing out the original inhabitants that made the area hip in the first place. Therefore, the departure of the cool factor leads to diminishing real estate prices. It's a well-known fact, but no more in the world of Next Thursday. Those with vested interest in real estate prices have finally realised the delicate ecosystem they're involved with, repented, past mistakes, and taken the results to the bank. Real estate tycoons of Next Thursday have captured bohemian artists not only to boost but to maintain housing prices in less than desirable areas. This is how it works. Artists are collected and housed in specially designed studio pens where they're enticed to freely create and express themselves for the entertainment and amusement of the wealthy elite. In return, artists are given a plentiful supply of cheap red wine, kept clean, warm, and fed tidbits by onlookers. Best of all, they're free. Free to express themselves in any way they desire, within reason, of course. So too, the delicate ecosystem has been preserved, maintaining the local artistic integrity, LAI, while supporting real estate prices as the talentless, egocentric wealthy continue to flock to hip areas. All this and more in the wonderful world of Next Thursday, 5 long days from now.
みんな外れのアクセント。
甘お目玉ガサゴソゴソゴソ。
タコドラム。
In the world of Next Thursday, houses are simple pits in the ground lined with special wallpaper that's able to adhere to dirt. In the world of Next Thursday, a device will be invented that's able to freely form clouds into elaborate advertising logos, all from the ground. As a result, the skywriting industry will take a nosedive. In the world of Next Thursday, a black man will be elected president of the United States of America. His name? Brute Obraham. In the world of Next Thursday, you will owe me $8.45. Please pay me back as soon as possible. In the world of Next Thursday, glass bunny ears will return to fashion, but this time they'll be filled with menstrual blood from cockeyed warrior rabbits. In the world of Next Thursday, Steve Jobs will form a posse. In the world of Next Thursday, it shall be partly cloudy with a chance of rain.
Forecasting chrome and plastic, tyrants breathing alloy of slavery, planet hunger versions of Jackie O. Sherry, Sherry, baby, won't you come out tonight? And the stars whisper like old blood at the edges of the body of night. She stood with one hand on the phone for 4 hours, poised as only a few seconds had passed. I watched her through the crack between the shade and the sill. She waited for a forecast in human trembling, together with other important women. Come, come, come out tonight. The world suffers for her. The clock hurries like a terrified animal and stops dribbling saliva. She has eaten chicken pie and bubble gum. For a month, the Luftwaffe lived on raisins. Same with the French after the war. Jackie O received fresh oranges from John Kennedy. Silly girl! She cannot put down a telephone receiver. She is waiting to receive my body of work. She wants to take it in her ear. A mottled flush builds under her cheeks. She eats Christmas candy while she waits. The telephone rings and rings. I am not at home. I am with Jackie O. We are eating oranges from the president. We are alone on the roof of a Park Avenue penthouse. picture of Marilyn Monroe in my back pocket, molded by heat and sweat to the shape of my buttocks. You are gripping the phone, smiling, eating candy, crying. I am with the important women now. I am secretly an important man. Hang up the phone. I can't dance with you anymore. Go to your freezer and get a popsicle. Go to your TV. Turn on your TV. You will see me and Jackie O. She will be taking it in the ear, my body of work, in the planetarium. You will receive a forecast. I will always be more important than you. You will never be important enough. You will never be on the whip hand end of slavery. Never be the one to wield hunger against humanity. Heaven will never be an extension of your body. Your body will always belong to someone else. The picture of Marilyn Monroe flutters across the roof, steaming, shaped like me, shaped like my ass. The sky is filled with oranges during the war. We eat them. The president is alone in a room. He is unimportant. As we eat his oranges, the sky grows blacker. The moon ripens and turns red. It rots and is swallowed by the darkness. You are still by the phone. It is ringing and ringing dead. Sherry, Sherry, baby, won't you come out tonight? It is completely dark. The earth freezes. You put down the receiver and go to the window. Come, come, come out tonight.
You have stumbled upon Voice of Next Thursday. With the success of the Large Hadron Collider, colliders became all the rage. In 2005, scientists were able to shrink colliders down to a pocket-sized device. It became feasible for the layman to create a mini black hole, allowing you to keep all you need inside another dimension neatly concealed inside your pocket, freeing you of bulky wallets, backpacks, and handbags. In the future world of Next Thursday, people will say, "Is that the Large Hadron Collider in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?" 5 long days from now.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a
chance. Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mucklucks.
Uh-huh.
Mucklucks.
That's right, mucklucks.
Mucklucks.
Yeah, mucklucks.
Say it again.
Muckluck.
Say it louder.
Mucklucks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Muckluck.
Blubber,
beluga. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, yeah, we were just,
Sir.
Yes?
Psst.
Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mucklucks.
Bulbous bouffant.
Muckluck, muckluck.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Spatula.
Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous. Ploy.
Plethora. Macadamia. Gazebo.
Bulbous. Ploy.
Shindig.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Hullabaloo.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Gabardine.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Tuberculosis.
Plethora. Macadamia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Foible.
Gazebo.
Bulbous.
Ploy.
Plethora.
Bus.
Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
This is Voice of Next Thursday on your shortwave dial. You may have noticed that cellular phones of last week have become more pervasive. Next Thursday phones are the all-seeing eye atop the pyramid and will continue becoming more entrenched. They are the remote controls of the world, and features such as reality augmentation, GPS navigation, and pay-by-phone are more integrated into the world around you. The downside of this technological advancement is that you're never off the radar, since it will become mandatory to carry a cell phone at all times. The embedded RFID chip implanted under your flesh at birth will prevent anyone but you from operating your phone. If you lose your phone, none will be able to use it since they lack the necessary identification chip. You'll use your phone for transactions, identification, as well as a database of all your medical records and history, amongst other things. To escape detection, criminals will attempt to have their chips removed and replaced by random RFID generators, but they only escape discovery for so long before it becomes evident that they're what we in the future world of Next Thursday call phonies. Penalties for phonies are quite harsh, with punishments including whipping, public humiliation, and even crucifixion. In the wondrous world of Next Thursday, we're tough but fair. Five grueling long days from now.
Commander Bunny T-shirts have changed pirate radio forever.
Here are some true life testimonials of proud Commander Bunny T-shirt owners.
When I wear my Commander Bunny T-shirt, I'm a babe magnet. They flock to me to a point that I have to have security keep them off me. My Commander Bunny T-shirt has made me the monkey man I am today.
My man is a big pirate radio DXer. When he puts on his Commander Bunny T-shirt, it makes his so big. I tremble with excitement. I love my man with his Commander Bunny T-shirt on, and then off.
Hey, when I wear my Commander Bunny T-shirt, my credit score goes up over 700, and cops let me out of traffic tickets. Yeah, they do.
Commander Bunny T-shirts now on eBay. Just go to eBay, type in Commander Bunny in the search engine, and it will bring up a menu. Buy Commander Bunny T-shirts for your friends, your family, your neighbors. Get Commander Bunny T-shirts for everyone you love.
When he puts on his Commander Bunny T-shirt, it makes his so big.
Commander Bunny T-shirts enhancing the sex lives of radio DXers. Get yours on eBay now, monkey boy.
I'm Mama Noodles, you deep shit. Come get the pizza with noodles on. Look at the spice pie. You got noodles, egg rolls, fortune cookies, toppings. It's a Chinese pizza, daughter. Buy this fucking pie. Come on. Mama Noodles, we deliver.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Gentle is the rain that falls softly on the meadow, 3 hours with the Melkin. Oh, see, there beyond the hill, the bright colors of the rainbow. Some magic from above made this day for us just to fall in love.
This brings us to the conclusion of our broadcast. You have been listening to Voice of Next Thursday, transmitting from 5 long days from now. I hope you have enjoyed and learned something new, fascinating, or maybe even helpful about your future. If you have any questions about the splendid future world of Next Thursday or would like to send in a reception report, please contact us at the email address voiceofnextthursday@gmail.com. That is voiceofnextthursday@gmail.com, or post to the Free Radio Network. A special thank you to WBNY for relaying our signal back to the primordial world of last week. This is Gabriel Syme, hoping to see you next Thursday.
I bought my favorite record at the local record store. I would have bought a lot, but I didn't have a job. I took it home and I put it on the turntable. It made me want to kill everybody in the neighborhood. It made me want to burn and rob. Rock and roll made me want to burn and rob, burn and rob. Kill everybody and quit my stupid job. To my mom's room and I stole all of her jewelry. I put it in a paper bag and sold it on the street corner. Then I bought a lot of drugs and I got my sister drunk. Stole the family car and I stuffed her in a trunk. And I drove it off the edge of a cliff and stood there laughing. Burn and rob, burn and rob. Hideous crimes done with a cattle prod. Heavy metal sod. I already had my dad's checkbook, so I ran off to the bank. Took out all the money and I loaded up on crank. I bought another record and committed suicide. Burn and rob, burn and rob. Yeah, it was rock and roll that drove me to the other side. Burn and rob, burn and rob.
I believe in God. Burn and rock, burn and rock. Don't stop, rock and roll, kill a cop. Burn and rock, riot in the street, punch out everyone you meet. Burn and rock, burn and rock, burn and rock. Join a lynch mob, burn and rock, kill everybody that ever was alive.